Hi, I'm Myra Hills, and I'm currently producing a series which looks at the culture and customs of the people of the South Pacific Islands. The first show, which will be aired this Friday night, focuses on a tradition peculiar to one island in the Tongan group. Once a widespread practice throughout the whole of the South Pacific, shark calling still thrives on this island. So why would anyone want to attract a shark's attention? The legend that gave rise to this unusual tradition tells the story of a young girl who was lost at sea many centuries ago. She is said to have turned into a shark called Hina, and once a year, during the week of the Tongan king's birthday, shark callers go out to sea to call her back. The practice involves sailing out in a boat and lowering a strip of palm threaded through coconut shells into the water. The device is shaken to produce a rattling noise, and Hina is called upon to show herself. Now, sharks have an extremely acute sense of hearing and can detect commotion in the water up to a quarter of a mile away. So often enough, you'll have sharks coming along to check things out. And when they do, the callers are ready. They try to catch the creatures with a kind of lasso and then bash them on the head with a war club. The dead sharks are presented as gifts to the king of Tonga. The fact that the shark is killed may seem strange considering the context of the story, but the islanders believe that Hina is reborn over and over again through this practice.